Well, good day, gentlemen.
Hello,
good day,
Simon.
Yeah. Yep.
Good day to you.
What's shaking?
So much.
So much is shaking. Me. Yeah. I am shaking.
My dog was shaking last night. Big thunderstorms.
Oh yeah.
Buddy. Maybe one day you'll realize that's a natural phenomenon, this thunder and lightning thing, because, you know, it's an animal. It's so weird to me that, no, I hate it for your dog, but it's so weird to me that
they don't get used
animals
to it.
Fear that.
Yeah.
Because you think they're more connected to the, you'd think they'd be more connected to the, you know, Mother Nature.
You think after 10, 11 years of thunderstorms not hurting him, he'd be like, maybe I'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's in their DNA.
I guess, like, Emily could give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, dogs are different.
Cracking. Yeah.
And he didn't either. Man. In the beginning. This occurred over years.
Oh, he grew into it?
Yeah.
That's even
fireworks,
weirder,
thunder,
isn't it?
None of that bothered him.
I've seen that happen before with some of my friends' dogs and my sister's.
Well, just imagine if you were a dog living with Neebs for years and years. After you're going to be mentally unstable.
And he uses the thunder to, like, get out all that anxiety and bullshit.
It's a good release.
The thunder, but really it's just being next to Neebs.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, poor puppy.
The weird thing, like my little one, Indy, and she's still super small. She's the opposite. Like, she wants to fight anything that she doesn't know, like that she doesn't understand or whatever it is. Like, she'll hear thunder and she'll be like, "Arr! I'll fight you."
Arr! Yeah, she's or, math.
Yeah, exactly.
What does she think of magnets?
She sees us. She looks at a cell phone. She's like, "What? Arr! Arr! I'll fight you." She's like crazy. But I mean, yeah, we were watching. I mean, this was about a month ago. We were watching that Tiger King episode, or the series.
Ugh.
And she saw those tigers, and she was like, you are in my house. She was like going nuts.
Did you hear that Nick Cage rumor?
Yes.
My neighbor told me that last night. They're doing a Tiger King movie, and Nick Cage, is he going to be Joe Exotic?
Yeah.
I can't
yeah.
listen. Oh, this God. Is, I mean, it, none of this. This is all confirmed on X.com.
Yeah. Sounds like typecasting. Yeah.
This might not be true at all, but it's a fun thought.
It is fun.
I would, I haven't even watched Tiger King. I'd watch that movie.
I mean, I'd watch the movie if it was done in like a spoof and if David Spade played the guy.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
then I'd
Joe
be
Dirt.
Like, I'd be more interested in seeing how are they going to do this thing.
Well, let's keep David Spade out of it. Let's have him a guest star as Joe Dirt.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Actually, another good choice to play that role of Joe Exotic might be Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah. He could use a good diverse role these days. I mean, he's good at what he does, but he hasn't done anything so diverse since, like, Sling Blade.
I'd like to see Denzel Washington give a stab at it.
He'd kill it.
Denzel.
Oh,
Yes. Yes.
Oh, why can't a female play that part,
Yeah.
They absolutely can.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give it to
Jane Lynch.
What's her name?
Is that the girl from James Bond?
from James Bond, Jane Lynch?
Who plays the
No,
lady?
There's a Lynch, an old lady Lynch that
Meryl
plays
Lynch.
What's her face?
Who?
Are you thinking Meryl Streep?
Nope. No.
Judy Dench.
Judy Dench.
Oh, not
Just
Lynch.
There's a
no, Lynch. Yeah. Yeah, CH.
Yeah. Hey, I understood
That's
what
enough.
He was talking about.
Yeah. No, Jane Lynch is the tall, short-haired lady. I believe she was in the 40-Year-Old Virgin. I believe she had a pretty good line that said, "I will haunt your dreams." She was like hitting on Steve Carell.
I gotta look her up, see what she looks like, because I have no idea who you're talking about.
You would know, like, she's in all those, all the comedies. Actually, I just saw her in the Space Force trailer with Steve Carell.
That just came out. She is great. She is great.
Yeah.
Now I know who she is.
Was she
funny.
The love interest in 40-Year Virgin?
No.
Oh,
no, that's
wait.
Elizabeth
she's...
Banks.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Yeah, it's this lady.
Yeah, she's in Ms. Maisel. She's the other lady, the other comedian.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, she's yeah. Great,
yeah, she's hilarious.
She always plays like the tough lesbian.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of the, all those mockumentaries.
So she'd be perfect as Tiger King.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Agreed.
You said a lady playing it, and then, yeah, her as Tiger.
He just confirmed it.
Absolutely. Damn right.
Astro, great cartoon yesterday, bud.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Let's give Astro some love on his cartoons.
Oh, come on, guys. No.
I have a question, though. It's like an interview now.
Yeah.
I have a question.
All right.
At some point when you're like conceptualizing and maybe even doing some voice run-throughs and stuff, and you've got this little boy listening, you're like, I bet you're just like, shake. You can't help it. You're like, I need him to just spray shit out of his ass at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we are dying for some shit out of the ass.
Yep,
right.
I wanted him to, just stand up, pull his pants down, and just blow a spray.
Sure. Yeah. You just couldn't resist that.
I couldn't.
Right?
No, yeah. I had to do it.
Yeah.
It needed to happen.
Typical.
I actually called it. I was like, this little kid's going to spray shit out of his ass in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Now, who played the voice of the girl?
That was my daughter, Emma.
That's really? Unbelievable. Did you tweak that?
Say what?
Did you tweak the sound a little bit?
Tweak it? No. That's what she sounds like now.
Unbelievable.
That sounded great.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. She sounded awesome.
Ah, yeah. Great I'll job. Tell you guys said so.
You're going to be a Hollywood parent, aren't you?
Where did her country accent go?
It's still there a little bit, but not as much as it used to be.
Yeah, she used to be the twangiest little, it was like a little lady Neebs. Well,
because listen to mom, you know what I mean? She's a little
twangy. Yeah,
mom.
My lady is very, very twangy.
Or not your mom, but her adorable. Mom is very, very country.
Yeah.
I'm gone country.
Mm-hmm. Your wife has 0 one-syllable words.
No, yeah.
What does that mean?
Ain't. She says ain't.
That's you can take any one-syllable word and add 2 syllables to it.
Ain't.
Yeah.
Ain't. Right.
Yep.
I guess.
My name is Walmart.
If your name's Fred, it's Freyed.
Freyed.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That's her. She's a country girl.
Speaking of kids, I just saw an article right before we jumped on here about was posted maybe, I don't know, a half hour ago, but a 5-year-old kid. We've heard these stories before, but a 5-year-old kid. Took his parents like SUV apparently in Utah. He was being watched by his sibling and had an argument with the parents because he wanted a new Lamborghini, you know. $180,000. Parents weren't having it, and there was an argument apparently. Well, the kid, when the parents were gone, decided to take the SUV, and he's driving to California to buy him a Lamborghini. He got about 5 minutes. He was on the freeway.
$3 in his pocket.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. How could he even physically drive?
He was like at the very edge of the seat apparently, and he was weaving around traffic going about 30 miles per hour. Cop pulls him over. You know, that's got to be such a shocker.
5 years old.
Yeah, 5.
Jesus.
He was doing pretty good. Like, that's really impressive.
That's amazing.
Now that kid's gonna be president one day. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. And he pulled over.
He's got ambition.
He pulled over for the cop.
It's a real story.
Yes.
He could reach the pedals and steer.
Yep.
I mean, there
he
are
made
some
it about
tall
5 minutes. Made
olds.
It to the freeway, right?
Okay.
Yep. He's obviously abnormal because the motherfucker actually knew what to do.
Well, video games, man. Video games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I play Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
I know how to get on the freeway.
I just thought that was entertaining.
I was just looking to see on eBay what the cheapest Lamborghini was.
Is it about
you get them for like $15,000, right?
15?
Yeah. With a coupon.
Every time I see these people online that like, you know, these people that like make money and then they like buy a sports car and it's a part of their YouTube channel.
Yeah.
They like ride around it. I'm like, that looks so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
yeah. A lot of them really do.
Yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, it's super low to the ground, and yeah.
It looks like it's a lot of effort to crawl in and out of it.
Yeah,
that would get old really quick, I'd imagine.
I think that's happened. Yeah, we've talked about this on Comedians in Cars. Like he'll pick up somebody in one of those really fancy sports cars, and the first thing's like, oh fuck, getting in and out of this thing's a pain in the ass. It's like imagine doing that every day just so you could ride around in a Lamborghini. Like fuck that.
Nah, I'm good. Elon is selling his luxury homes, apparently.
Homes?
Yeah. Like a line
Even
of homes?
One was Gene Wilder's home. It's about $9 million, so
in the market. Jump change.
Mm-hmm. Now that he's had a new baby. I didn't know he had 5 previous kids.
I didn't either.
I thought this was like his first one, but no.
He calls them prototypes.
From. Yeah, well, they all are installed
the
with
K1,
autonomous
The K1, the
K2. Yeah. Let him spread his seed.
Yeah,
that's a good seed to spread.
The thing is, though, that might be an issue because Elon, although he comes across as this, good-natured, helpful person, might be evil, and he's going to destroy the world.
Okay.
So We might not want him to procreate.
Who knows?
How many sons does he have?
Well, I don't know how many boys.
Well, usually you don't want to destroy the world if you have kids, so.
Yeah.
No, sometimes you have kids so you can destroy the world.
Well, he's going to move to Mars before he destroys the world.
With his kids.
Confirmed.
We're on to you, Elon.
Well, I brought all the news there. I'm done.
Wow.
Done with the news. I didn't hear any of your news.
It's farm talk time.
No.
Farm talk.
Yeah.
What'd
you do?
Welcome to farm talk. So, we have been at my house. My woman has been, when we eat romaine lettuce, she chops off the little nub at the bottom, sticks it in a ramekin, which I learned that word from Dralius, and then the little lettuce nub starts to sprout roots, and then it goes in the dirt, and we've already got like a 4-inch long head of lettuce growing again.
I didn't know that worked that way, not with lettuce.
I thought that was manufactured in a plant.
Yeah, I thought China made lettuce. Did not.
They used to.
Weird.
Now we make it at my house.
Lettuce virus.
Neebs is crafting at his house.
So that's your homework, everybody. Your homework. Everybody take your romaine lettuce when you're done eating it. Chop the bottom off. Stick it in water. And then once it grows some little roots, stick it in a little pot of dirt.
I'm a big advocate. That's my favorite lettuce, hands down.
Romaine? Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I love some romaine. It's just the right shape.
It isn't good shit.
A taco out of it, it's so diverse. Come on.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. Like a tuna salad on one of those freaking romaine, pretty damn good.
And you feel good about yourself.
Celery in there, some onions, some tomato.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm glad we got to talk about lettuce today.
Yeah.
Peanut. This is riveting. Peanut butter and jelly wraps.
Trust me. Listen, you guys are the ones that fucking started talking about this
shit.
Yeah,
it was farm talk.
Welcome
I didn't
to farm
know we were
talk.
Getting into that.
Well, back on farm, I planted some tomatoes last night.
There you go.
No.
In Scrap Mechanic Survival.
Oh.
Okay, we turned it around.
Yep. How do you like
that? So let's talk about first impressions, maybe.
I'll give you them. Sure. So it puts you right into it. I don't know. When does this podcast drop?
In 2 days, so first impressions.
So that's the day. That's the day it comes out. It's available today, right now, officially.
All right.
I probably got about 4 hours in, and last night I got it. It's grindy, of course. It's a survival game. You got to get your stuffs, and the first vehicle I finally built. I've got like these scrap wheels, and they're like, you know, they're wonky. So like you're like, you know, everywhere you go, and you're
nice.
Got the engine cranked, and it's hardly controllable at all, which is kind of awesome, like how you can throw it together. But I unlocked something last night. It was like this. I don't want to give away too many things because we're going to give it a shot, I hope.
Yeah, but shouldn't you, though? I mean,
well,
I think you should.
Sure. I mean, it's out there. Like, people have some videos out of this stuff already. Yeah. But there's this craft bot I unlocked. And then inside the craft bot, like, all this whole new, all these things I haven't seen in the regular Scrap Mechanic that we've been, you know. New stuff, and I'm like, damn. And then you can see that you can eventually unlock just several more full screens of items. Hmm. And it finally got to the point last night where I was like, okay, I'm intrigued now. You know, it took a few hours to get there, but it's a survival game, you know? That's a pretty common thing to do.
You have to, you know, pull weeds and make a bedroll.
It is definitely an interesting, seemingly gigantic world. I'm really curious where it goes now, but officially as of last night, I'm like, okay.
I'm curious to try it with all of us, like to see how it handles it.
It's something. The creatures, the bad guys, those robot things, man, the sound design on them is, well, the sound design in general for a lot of the things you hear is it's pretty brilliant. It's different. You know, they must be thinking when they're thinking of like what's this threat? This like main threat in this game, like you want that sound or whatever to be impactful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
They went. It's just something I've never heard before, so I feel like they succeeded there.
Mm, okay.
It's creepy and weird. It's pretty cool.
I'm excited to try it.
I'm curious how it plays out for sure, especially when you start seeing some of the stuff in the trailers where it does essentially look like 7 days Horde Nights. You know,
all the robots coming at you.
Do you start with a weapon?
No.
You got to build a
weapon.
Hammer.
The
hammer.
That's your yeah, I don't have a weapon yet. I do. I did get like a box of potatoes, so I've got some ammo. And you can get,
You grow your ammo.
Yeah, you can grow your ammo.
That's
and
great.
I did have some. There's these other robots that have these long antenna on their antennae, whatever, on their head, and a blue light at the top of it, so you can see them for a ways. But they come and they'll attack your crops at night, and they take them down pretty quick. So
you got to be pretty clear. So you basically have to be a scarecrow every evening.
Kinda, yeah. Unless
or
you start
but you could build like protection.
And,
yeah, you could eventually. Yeah, you could. Yeah, okay.
So
Neebs is already like public enemy number one.
Yeah.
You come after my friends. You can come after anything else, but don't you come after my crops.
Touch
my
potatoes.
Especially my romaine.
Day-night cycle and scrap. It's
yeah, that's
so
interesting.
Far, so good. And at night, there's many more of those robot things out wandering, of course.
Like it really seems like it's a game that's got so much potential.
Well, you need to like scrap, because like what I said, when I unlocked that or I made that craft bot or whatever, now it's like it brought, now it's so much scrap as well. So I feel like you really do need to enjoy scrap at the core.
Right, I'll let you guys build. I'll fight the robots.
Okay,
right.
Perfect.
Like, yeah, maybe well, we could have you. A couple of fighters yeah. and a couple of builders and we yeah. can swap in and out, because really, not everyone needs to build, but we could all be helpful when it comes down to defending.
And you can make bots that do scavenge for you.
Oh, nice.
Probably the fewer vehicles we have in that game, the better. Because, yeah, if we start, like Neebs has brought this up in the past, just because we've had a bunch of vehicles in the past on the same server, and it lags really, really quickly.
I don't think that's going to be a problem, this. I really don't. And the it takes a lot of resources to, like, even make one decent wheel in the beginning. So having more than one or two vehicles in the beginning is
a couple
not
of unicycles
anyway.
Just to get around.
Unicycles.
Yeah. Or a vehicle with like three or four seats on it. So it's like, okay, a couple of us can go out at once.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Cool. How is the character customization?
It's so much. Well, obviously you had one of two choices previously, but it's good. And I just got like a, I forget what it was called, but it was like some wardrobe thing, this box. So I guess that opens up even more as you're playing.
Oh, cool. So you can find wardrobe as you as you play?
Yep.
Okay.
So when you start,
off the bat, it's, yeah.
When you start, you just get the two choices and then you customize after that?
No, well, male, female, and then there's probably maybe nine different faces for each you can choose from. And hair, style, facial hair. The clothing, very limited at first, but it's definitely got some options.
Okay.
So it's like different already like that. You know?
Yeah.
They've been waiting for this, I guess.
Yeah. No, that sounds great. Sounds like they've done a good job.
I mean, the water's neat.
Didn't they initially, I think wasn't the first trailer for this game like 2014 or something?
For survival? No.
No, not survival, for scrap
the game?
Mechanic.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I think scrap mechanic has been around for that long, so it says a lot.
Yeah, I forgot when it came out.
Yeah.
If they all, like, I'm curious if, like, the entire time they were kind of, like, you know, mindset or set toward the survival thing, but they had to make, if that was their idea for the game, this engineering game, to, like, be able to make all this stuff to get you through the survival, then they had to have that in place first.
Yeah.
Obviously. So once they were comfortable with that, then they went into that. I mean, that's just a theory. I could easily ask them.
Yeah.
But
should get them
seems
on the
like
horn.
That was the path that they took.
They would be a great interview, wouldn't they?
Yes,
they would be. Yeah.
Maybe you could. This is
I'll
this
send,
is us
I'll
reaching
send an email
out
after this. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah,
do
that'd
that.
Be fun. Okay.
That's yeah. We absolutely should. Why not?
Yeah. They've done some pretty cool things with that game for sure. We've had fun with it. We made a few videos.
Oh,
they
yeah.
still do. Good. Like, it's so crazy how those numbers keep going up, like, over a lot of our other series, you know?
Mm-hmm. The fact that you can...
It's kind of interesting.
The fact that you can have that much fun with that game before it's even ready.
Right.
Just being creative is pretty impressive.
And we were playing it at a pretty interesting time because the options were pretty limited when we jumped in at first.
You couldn't even paint.
And then we got to watch it grow. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the painting thing was, like, a huge deal for us. Remember that? I remember the beginning of that episode. We're like, oh!
You can color things. Oh my god.
Yeah, so you know. So good times. Hopefully we'll maybe jump in there a little bit on Thursday if we can.
Yeah.
Or yeah. today, rather, folks.
So I saw some comments on the last podcast. You know how you can say a word your whole life and then you realize it's wrong?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. When you've been an adult for a really long time?
Yep.
Absor runs into that
oh
a
my
lot.
Gosh! I yeah. think I know exactly what this is.
Can't wait.
It's can't a country, wait. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Or it's uh-oh. A people.
Or it's a people, it's
a people
a from a country, yeah.
Let me have it.
So my whole life I've been saying Vietnamese people.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard you say it and just be like, well, he just messed that up.
And then when I go, I'm reading the comments and I'm like, well, what is it? And then I'm like, well, the country's Vietnam. Oh, okay. It's probably Vietnamese.
Right, not Vietnamese.
Vietnamese?
Vietnamese.
Oh, you've been saying Vietnamese? That's like, do you still call spaghetti pischetti? What are you doing?
Listen, it's one of those things where you're a kid, you're learning a language, and you hear someone in your family say it. It's not a household word for us, really.
Sandwich.
Yeah. It just sticks.
Vietnamese.
I came to the realization... I heard you say it once, and I said, oh, he just said that the wrong way.
Yeah.
And then you did it two more times,
he's
and I
doubling
just had
down.
A good old laugh.
Yeah.
that's okay.
I love it, though. But then I thought about, like, Abstro saying peninsula.
Oh, yeah.
Way into his adulthood.
Oh, yeah.
Peninsula.
That's more acceptable than Vietnamese.
Peninsula, chassis.
Chassis. I had never used the word chassis before. So mm-hmm. when I read it,
been
it
a mechanic,
just, because it's spelt like chassis.
Yeah, sure.
So I was like, oh, I need a chassis? Like, I didn't know. Right. I'm not a fucking
so
car
So thank
mechanic.
You in the comments out there for being the police. Because, a lot of us say things wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All of us. You guys are slacking. I've been providing the majority of the content.
We could go back to farm talk.
Farm talk.
Do you know when a potato starts to sprout those little roots, what those are called?
Eyes?
No.
Chits.
Tits?
Chits. I think it's C-H-I-T. Man, I've been loving
tits?
Some farm videos lately.
Show me your titties, potato.
You said chits, right?
Yeah,
chits.
Well, it made me laugh because I was watching this guy, him and his wife, they're pretty funny. They grow potatoes in their backyard. And if you ever watch Ms. Maisel, Marvelous Ms. Maisel?
Yeah.
I've seen an app.
Every time she goes on stage, you know, her manager's like, tits up, you know, like that.
Yeah.
And this guy's planting these potatoes like, you want to plant them, chits up. And it made me laugh because I'm thinking about Mrs. Maisel.
All right.
Have you ever used the word chit in any other form of your life?
I don't think so.
I did in boot camp. In boot camp, like, you were given like this, I forget what they were, like these little, an old school ticket, you know, from a roll. You know, a little ticket, like kind of like
about.
That. You're given those as like this kind of monetary. They call them chits. You got to spend your chits on stuff.
What could you get with it?
Well, like I remember it was shit. God, this is like such a different lifetime. Let's just
like Laffy Taffy, like stuffed animals.
Go to the movies.
Erasers,
a top you could spin.
Really big pencil,
some ammo rounds.
You could customize your camis.
If you had enough, you can get a remote controlled boat. Like that was
a bow tie.
That was the top prize.
Bow tie in formation.
A fake mustache.
One of those beer helmets.
Yeah.
Just everything from the prank store.
Yeah, exactly.
The gum.
Well, Marine Corps and Spencer brought to you Toys for Tots this year.
That makes me think of your magic trick store. You should somehow incorporate a magic trick into a video that we could see. Yeah,
that would be so much a letdown.
Oh,
wouldn't
God.
Wouldn't that be the worst?
That'd be the worst. I'd love to see how bad, though.
Nah, but we got our buddy. Our buddy Siler, I'm pimping him right now. Siler Bogdan.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Sylar Bogdan. Good friend, community member, and a great magician. I witnessed it personally in London once, but he's, apparently he does these like online shows now and stuff, but got to pimp him out. He's a great dude.
It's cool.
Yeah. And he's also a thief. You need to be very careful around. Magicians.
Oh, he can steal your wallet through the phone.
In a heartbeat. Right. So you through can Zoom. Never trust them. Kind of like the gypsies.
Well,
oh, no.
You used to be a gypsy.
Yeah, it's going to.
Apparently,
you're
not
hard.
Allowed to say the G word, too. I think
that's
yeah.
interesting.
A new thing, right?
I guess that's derogatory, is it?
Is that a thing now?
Apparently.
Yeah. Tom
I'd
Segura.
Like to go against that. Because when I say gypsy, I'm thinking of the gypsy in the cartoons that has a nice little thing on their head.
I think
they,
Brad Pitt
they live
and
in a wagon.
Snatch.
No big deal.
Brad Pitt and Snatch, like that whole. Those
exactly.
are gypsies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway. Now, in the last podcast, was it the last one that we mentioned, the steak?
Yeah.
How I feel like everybody, and Neves, we're confirming that I'm going to be doing a steak video.
There you go.
How to cook a steak. Oh,
that's great.
Man. Are you on a grill?
No, it's going to be in a cast iron skillet.
Okay. No, that's fun too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That way we can do a little braising with the butter. Oh, and yeah.
It's a steak off with you. Steak out.
Our whole channel just 1 week is going to be steak videos.
Steak week.
I think everyone should make their own steak video. Every single one of us.
Yeah. And Neebs just submits cabbage droppings.
Listen, man, when it comes to cabbage, I'm not a big cabbage fan. But we've been sauteing it in a pan lately with like butter and oil and
So you mean cabbage or lettuce? I mean okay.
Like chopped up cabbage, just throw in a pan with oil and butter and
I love it.
White wine, delicious.
I love it. I love cooked cabbage. I really do.
How can you make something that's not good that good?
Saute it with things.
I've had a citrus slaw with it was made with cabbage, obviously, but it had like a citrus base and it was fantastic. And I can't believe we're talking about this. God, we're
a
fucking gaming channel.
What a podcast.
We're losing everyone right now.
Wait till I start growing cabbage.
I was very surprised to see you join in on that bullshit, Thick.
How is that different than steak?
It's like Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, steak has been killed, and that is manly.
That is a man's food.
Podcast worthy.
You could say that plant's been murdered. If you're in a murder.
I'm gonna go refresh my coffee, guys. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Dralius looks like he lives in a Bavarian home. You know the ones that have the wood beams all over the place? It's like white stucco looking with what does he put all over his room?
That's soundproof. Yeah.
Laid out in a Bavarian timber kind of manner.
Acoustic treatment.
That train of thought led me to, well, it kind of looks like a decorated cake. And then that moved to, what is it, Nailed It? Have we talked about Nailed It before?
No, what's Nailed It?
Nobody here's watched Nailed It?
Mm-mm. I have not. I've heard of it, but I have not watched it.
I haven't.
It is a funny cooking show that I guess got picked up by Netflix for a second season.
It's pretty funny. The reveals are funny.
Yeah, the reveals are funny. The actress at the front of it, the host of it's freaking really funny.
SNL did a couple spoofs of it, that show, I'm pretty sure. Like, where one of them was, like, the cake is like a demon that they...
Yeah.
It's such an abomination that it's, like, from hell.
Right.
It's, like, spitting up shit.
If I were to ever be a part of producing a cooking show, they do it right and they have fun. And she's a comedian, and sometimes she'll have comedians on with her, and then she has this, like, French actual baking expert. But it's basically just making fun of, like, people's really shitty cooking and artistic skills, because they try to make everything also artistic.
Okay.
And just imagine me trying to make a really decorative, artistic, Iron Man cake.
What's the thing you add to cakes? There's that like, fancy-ish word
fondant.
Of all the... What?
Fondant?
Fondant, yeah.
That's
super fancy. But, yeah, there's a lot of fondant involved, for sure.
A lot of bullshit art.
Like... Cakes were great with icing. I don't know why everyone all of a sudden discovered fondant. It's like, oh, we got to use fondant on cakes now. No, you've gone backwards. Icing was perfect.
Fondant's only good for prettiness. Thing.
Yeah, fuck prettiness. I want it to be tasty.
I would take a good pie over a cake.
Pie man.
Fondant sucks.
Fondant sucks. Icing was better.
I like cake better than pie.
Unless it's cheesecake. Cheesecake's probably my favorite. But cheesecake is more like a pie to me.
I like them all.
Well,
they're all delicious.
It's almost like the slaw now that we're talking about pie.
Yeah, is this more acceptable to you?
Fuck! God! Why are we doing this?
You fell into the trap.
I think I just blew up my mic there.
It's the quarantine.
We always come
when
back to food.
When are we getting back to normal?
We're not for a while.
We could have a... How about this show, Simon? Cake my wife, please.
Yes. Do that? Yep. Where you swap wives and make love to them on cake.
Yeah, yeah. And then you...
Cake her in what?
Clean up. I don't know. Yeah. We'll work on it.
I know
we'll
what to cake her in.
You bake your wife in a cake? I don't know.
That's a dumb show idea, Dralis.
Yeah, I had a better show idea before we started recording. We'll just
I'm in. Yeah.
It's a show called Potato Buckets.
Potato Chits.
Potato Tits.
If Thick is doing a steak video, I want to see a fucking bucket potato video from you.
Yeah, we're going backwards.
I don't know if it's too late in the year. I'm just now learning about potatoes.
Well, how about anything?
We're big in the onions and lettuce right now.
I want to see exactly how to do that romaine replanting.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yes. You can make a TikTok video out of that. One of those quick little...
Yeah, that seems like the right place.
Yep.
For all this cooking stuff.
Yeah, Instagram and TikTok. They're made for cooking and sharing food.
Yeah. A cooking show that, yeah, like, what were the 7-second ones? What were Vines or?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they
yeah.
all have that. Yeah. Yeah. Like, having a Vine cooking show where you get a little 7-second
Hey, listen, my daughter
snips.
Would watch this, like, people make cupcakes, and it's just, like, quick videos, you know, and they'll just make a nice cupcake, but they'll speed up the footage. And
but not,
some of these people are very talented at making cupcakes, but all it was music and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and there's a cupcake. And then, oh, next one. Ah, it's another cupcake. And they're done
well. Your daughter... She watched our opening egg stuff,
Oh, of course,
too,
yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
She's not the brightest,
she's,
you know?
No, she's an idiot no. when it comes to watching YouTube content.
The great thing about watching farming videos on YouTube is a lot of these people have no technical abilities whatsoever. They don't know how to edit something out. They don't know if the camera's rolling yet.
That is fun.
Yeah, I mean, you got both ends. You got people that are obviously up to date on their tech, but then you got people who just figured out how to turn the camera on.
Yeah, the people that are up to date, they probably got drones flying above them and getting all these sweeping
aerial
and all the
farm footage. Yeah. But yeah, some people will do like an intro that they've had their friend do on an old Commodore 64.
They're holding their phone while they're cooking, like one hand is taken by the phone.
They're really
funny.
Then you
have the pudding. Oh, God, drop the phone in the pudding.
Oh, in the pudding.
One guy, and he did a really good job of this, but like instead of having graphics, he had drawn out like this big thing on paper with other pieces of paper covering the different stages of a plant.
Yeah.
And it was pretty impressive, but like, you know, it's easy to do that stuff graphically now. But he had drawn this big thing and then he would pull a piece of paper off and it would reveal the next stage of the plant.
That really reminds me of something, an art form that is, I don't know why anyone would want to do it, but it's a friend of mine showed me this video and I was like, oh yeah, I kind of remember seeing that. They used to do it on Pee-wee's Playhouse and stuff, but it's essentially like all clay and it's layers made in this clay that they peel back. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I know
about?
Exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
Wow. Like, you have to see what this looks like. It is mind-blowing, like the forethought of this. It's like animation with clay, but it's already all built.
Yeah, where you just like you have this piece of clay and you just start slicing off piece after piece, slice a piece, take a picture, slice a piece, take a picture.
Yep.
And an animational play, because this guy set up like in layers where I want a character to be in this in all these layers of clay.
It's pretty much one guy who's
super impressive.
Like did it. I forget his name, but I mean, if you look up like. I don't even know what to call it. There's a certain
name.
Well,
tell me exactly, because I have no fucking clue what you're talking about, and I got to find it.
It's really something. Like, what an interesting idea in the first place, but then to pull it off like he did. But if once you see some footage of it, like you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I kind of remember seeing that, but you had no idea how it was done.
I didn't know how it was done. I kind of know what you're talking about, but I had no
once
idea.
Once you see how it's done, it's just like, holy shit.
Yeah, you really got to think of, yeah, like you said, a lot of forethought.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing. Anyway, you're talking about the layers thing reminded me of that.
Yeah, that reminds me of those pancakes people make where they have the different colored batter. Oh. And they'll do the one color and then cover it with another color. Mm-hmm. And at the end, they flip the pancake over.
Okay.
And you've got like Mickey Mouse or something.
Yeah, it's pancake.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, the claymation made me think of. I watched it's a series on Disney Plus. It's only one season, and only watched one episode. I think it's called The Collector or something, but it was a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids episode. And it's this guy that's like, oh, I love these old movies, and I'm going to try to dig up artifacts from these old movies. So he goes to, like, studios, and he's like, what do you have left from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? And in this one, he found, like, the original Shrink Ray. He ended up finding, like, the scorpion in that movie, and the ant, like the
Oh, wow.
So yeah. when I thought claymation made me think of that, because they had, and that wasn't really clay, but it was like this animatronic or this puppet. They had to move frame by frame, you know, move it a frame, take a picture, move it a frame, take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but wow. The show was really interesting. He ended up like getting the entire cast of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Rick Moranis back, and like wow. showed him all these artifacts, like showed him the like the skull of the giant ant they used to ride on.
It's a brilliant show.
Yeah, it was just it's a fun idea for a show. There's only one more episode I'm interested in. There's a Roger Rabbit episode. I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch that one.
Ooh. And apparently Rick Moranis is coming back. I don't know if we talked about it.
Yeah, for another Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was playing Tiger King.
He'd be perfect for Tiger King.
I would love to see that. Yeah, he's been doing country music.
Yeah.
Rick Moranis has.
Really? For years, He went to Canada and just like, oh, I'm going to do some country songs now.
Well, he was like, he kind of
about Gozer,
to be a family man too, right? You know, he just didn't want to be part of that Hollywood life, and I respect the hell out of that.
Yeah, he made a shit ton of money off those Shrunk the Kid movies, and was just like, all right, I'm out. I'm good. I can take my millions and just go to Canada and do whatever the fuck I want.
Sure.
Like, all of his songs have a reference to Zool from Ghostbusters in them. That'd be great.
Get it out of his head. Yeah.
But yeah, seeing him in the show was weird because I hadn't seen his face in 30 years. It's like, oh wow, okay, he's old now.
How do you age?
I mean, he looks great. He's still thin. You know, it's not like he blew up or anything.
Oh, he looks like him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like you look at Dan Aykroyd. You know, Dan Aykroyd put on a little weight.
Yeah,
he plumped up a little bit.
Yeah, a little plumpy.
A little plumped
he's,
up.
He's crazy, right?
Dan Aykroyd's fucking crazy as shit because the last time, I think the last time I talked about
on Rogan
this, on Rogan, where he's like, you're telling me all these times nobody's taking a goddamn picture? Like, you all have, like, how many times are you going to see a UFO? Like, it was right there. It was, like, right in front of me.
So speaking of that.
Where's your camera?
I know what you're about to bring up,
Of course. The Pentagon released footage. Have you guys talked? Because I missed the last podcast. I don't know if
Has everyone seen that footage?
No,
I have not.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Watch it sometime. It's interesting. It's, you know, I guess it's taken from a jet and they spot this little item and it looks crazy. It's this thing floating in the sky. It's rotating. And the pilots are like, what's that? I don't know. Look at that. Some bitch is rotating.
Yeah, they're exactly.
They is can't, it like
what
a
is that? Heads around
it. Is it a visible thing or is it like a blur or some dots on a thing?
I mean, it look, yeah, you can barely even see. It's not very visible at all.
I think the most impressive part is that it's official footage. Like released from the Pentagon, like
the Pentagon probably knows exactly what it is. And they're just throw it out there, you know, and get us some press.
Yeah.
Hey guys, watch this. Watch this. Yeah. We're gonna tell them it's a UFO. They're just fucking with us. Like I don't believe anything our government tells us. I don't like our government.
And this is how
corruption
you
abounds.
But hey, real quick.
Abounds.
But real quick, I love our military, and thanks to our military. It doesn't have to be Veterans Day or Memorial Day or any of those things to appreciate our veterans and our men and women in service.
Yeah.
Good cover-up, Thick.
No, it's not. Man, I think about all the time.
I'm kidding.
And our first responders and the people on the front lines helping us fight COVID.
It's hard to govern things, though. I mean, you look at us. We're just a group of buddies running a business.
Yeah, there's five of us.
And we butt heads all the time.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to run a country.
Especially in the age of the internet, with misinformation and that has everybody's minds going every direction and all the confusion. And it's like, I could only imagine.
It's fun. It's honestly, I find it entertaining in an aspect because, like, whatever side, like, the left or right, like, whatever side loses, the side that loses goes fucking nuts.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel. Yeah. It's like, all right, oh, they lost. Oh, they're going to go nuts for 4 years. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they'll lose again, and then the other side will go nuts, and it's like, I enjoy watching the nuttiness.
And the hypocrisy in what they go nuts about.
Gosh, the hypocrisy is so thick.
Yeah.
It's like you said that, do you remember what you said about that very same thing on the flip? Like, no, because that's all.
We didn't say that, and then there's like blip of like, hey, I'm
you saying that.
And they'll still say, no, never said it.
Yeah.
You just watched yourself say it. Never said it.
That wasn't me.
I'd said that. What are you talking about?
But they're going to start dropping the whole deepfake. Deepfake.
Oh, oh yeah.
Deepfake. Oh, I'm
it's
looking forward to those.
It's a good time to be a fucking crook right now.
Or Irish.
Or Irish. God, those fucking mix.
So recently, and I'm just going to say this, and I don't care if you're part of the community or if you're family, because recently I've had to block some family members on Facebook because they keep sending me all this conspiracy theory bullshit. And it's like, hey, I didn't tell them I blocked them. I just blocked them. I didn't warn them is what I'm saying. Like, if it wasn't for me having to run social media for Neebs Gaming, I'd be off Facebook right now, but I have to have that.
Yeah.
Fact-checking is a thing. You can do it.
Nobody believes in that.
No, I believe anything you tell me.
It's on the internet. It's real.
Everybody's an expert.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone feels like they are.
I guess if you're at home and you're not going out to get that COVID, you might as well be an expert.
Mm. I saw this YouTube video about the government. Let me tell you. I know it all.
Turns out Bill Gates made COVID.
What? That son of a bitch.
He ain't done a good thing in his life for humanity.
No. Windows Vista? Yeah, I remember it.
It's probably
Hell,
Irish.
I don't need no computer.
Enter.
Yeah, there's certain people that you could be like, okay, I could see them being it. I have a really hard time seeing him as an evil plotster.
Yeah, Gates.
We shouldn't. Yeah. I don't know if we should.
We don't have to go here. It's just.
Yeah, because it's just about, let me tell you this and this about.
Okay. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, no, it's just, no, I know. And anybody can have their, you're entitled to whatever your beliefs is. Yeah. But sometimes you see people and you're like, you've heard them many times through your life and interviews and stuff. You're like, my impression of him is like, oh, he seems like just a kind of like a warm guy. Like, you know.
Warm now, little nerd.
I mean, I'm sure he was a ruthless businessman.
Yeah, there's that too.
But now he's got now I kind of like, he's got a shit ton of money, and he's just like, okay, now I just kind of I try to do the best I can and help people.
That's what it feels like, but, you know, we've been surprised. Who knows? He might be the worst fucker in the world.
Could be. You never know. I don't know.
I'd fuck him.
I know you would.
We all would.
You've got a poster of him in your room, don't you?
Yes.
Wearing a tutu?
Soaping up the hood of a sports car.
I want to see that on a t-shirt.
Can we get... He won't sue us for that. Yeah, we can make that t-shirt.
Simon, you brought up earlier before we started recording, and we might as well just talk about it for a second, but that Last of Us thing you were talking about.
The Naughty Dog leaks?
Right.
Leaks?
So, this is from the little article that I read, which was all the research that I had done, really. It implied that the whole story got leaked. Like, it's the whole story. They watched, they watched the devs play through a not finished version yet, but you saw the cutscenes, and people are like,
I've heard a bunch of different things, and I don't even know what's true at this point. At first, they were saying it's a disgruntled employee that did it. Then they're saying, no, it's hackers that did it. And I think the last thing I heard was from Jason Schreier, who he used to be like the lead editor at like Kotaku, whatever it's called. But he's saying that they think it was hackers, but no one really. There's so much information out there about who fucking did it.
Ultimately, the whole story came out, right?
The entire plot of The Last of Us 2 is apparently out there on the internet for people to read and spoil. Mm.
Yeah, they think it was hackers, more so, I guess, today. And apparently how they got in was through servers of an old game.
Oh, wow.
So they got in through that way, and then they were able to get in the back door and then hack into that game. So somehow, at least I read that.
Yeah. And I know Naughty Dog, some people were mad because Naughty Dog apparently has been flagging YouTube videos that spoil it.
Hmm.
Okay.
Which,
like, that have that information?
Yeah.
People regurgitating that?
Yeah, yeah. Which, some, like, it's caused some people to be upset at that. It's like, okay, Naughty Dog, you can't do that because the information's already out there. You can't just claim people's YouTube videos, even though they are spoiling your game. It does suck.
I can see both sides.
I know, yeah, exactly. I kind of see both sides, too. But, you know, it's one of those, like, it is kind of abuse of the copyright system on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I also see them like, oh, we don't want our spoilers for our game that we're working really, really hard on to get out there. So, yeah, I don't know.
Like, the info's out. You're right. The info's out. It's not these creators' fault that it's out, and they're just sharing news that's out. So, do they suffer?
But what if it's a sex tape, and you go, okay, the sex tape has been leaked, but then now I'm gonna report on that, and you got, like, another 1 million people who are going to report on this sex tape, and now they're going to show that sex tape. Now, in that case, is it different because it's a sex tape, or do you think that that's okay to do?
I'm saying sex tape is worse.
Okay. But isn't it the kind of the same, though?
No.
The developers, that whole the company, like, they're looking at numbers, you know? They're looking at how it affects their sales, and I'm sure they think it's not worse, you know? They're thinking this is more damaging than a sex tape could be.
I mean, I would respect, in some things with society, you think people would just want to do the right thing. If I knew some company made a game that worked hard on it, didn't want me sharing their spoiler, I think I would just do that without being told to do that.
Yeah, but how are you going to get those sweet YouTube
clips?
I don't
know.
I'm saying it'd be nice if everybody was just good.
Yeah,
you know, and said, yeah, let's respect the privacy of this company and just not do it.
Like, yeah, people are trying, like, they're spoiling it in, like, YouTube comments, Twitter comments. I mean, people are assholes.
They're assholes.
Yeah, I mean, we could easily find it out, but
not our community.
We would never say it.
No.
That's why I'm on their side when they say, you know, YouTube. But I get it. I get both sides, like you said.
So here's the spoilers. So don't listen any further. The main antagonist in this entire Last of Us universe, as far as I've read, is Elf.
Elf
is back.
Again, he's back.
Hey! I'm about to kill some zombies.
Mel
That's it. Who were those two villains you came up with before the podcast?
What?
Who were those two villains you came up with before the podcast?
Oh, something polyp?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Commander Cyst.
Lieutenant Polyps.
Private Polyp?
We have General Warts and Duralius. So,
oh, yeah.
Just General
Warts. Yeah, if we ever made more Duralius, we'd have to add on to that that group.
Yeah.
General Warts.
Up at the wall.
Yeah. Commander Cyst. Lieutenant Polyps.
Yeah. Everybody drop trow.
They're all from the same battalion.
Drop a trow, sir.
Oh, great. I thought this Zoom was supposed to cut out at like 40 minutes. Didn't you say that, Simon?
I did, and guess what?
We're getting charged $10 a minute.
Maybe they're giving it away for free.
I got a notification that says you've been like upgraded to unlimited minutes, or the host has been upgraded to unlimited minutes.
Oh.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, good. So I don't have to pay for it, and I get it for free. Yada, yada, boom, boom, boom.
Boom, everybody use it.
Now China has all our information.
Boom Zoom. Hey, they're our new sponsor. Boom Zoom.
Boom Zoom?
You boom and
that's
zoom.
Probably a different site, I'm guessing.
Yeah, boom, 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 zoom.
Go ahead and look up boom zoom right now. .com.
Don't do it.
I'm gonna do it on the work computer. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, ask Anthony to do it for us.
Doom, doom, boom.
Zoom, zoom, boom.
Zoom, zoom,
no,
boom.
Boom, 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 zoom.
Boom, boom, zoom.com.
It's hard to remember.
Yeah.
The old BBZ.
Did he say doom, doom, boom?
He said like zoom, boom. He just threw it in some
it's like it left his brain immediately.
Boom, boom, zoom. Yes, it did leave my brain immediately.
Vic, did you, I know you probably didn't start messing with that Warzone stuff, but the... What?
Did you find it?
What? Hashtag, what you got?
Hashtag Momo?
No Momo.
No, hashtag no Momo.
What you got,
no,
Simon?
No mouse, no monitor? That's how you play now.
No monitor gameplay, yeah.
Hashtag no Momo. How good are you?
I just want to see that server.
Yeah.
The elite gamers jump into this no Momo server, and you don't even have a monitor when you're playing, so people are just...
Or a mouse.
No monitor, no mouse.
Yeah. Just... But someone's still filming in the server, so you just see these blindly.
See, that's a fun gaming trend to start. We could do
just
this.
Walking
hashtag
around.
No Momo.
Really?
That's how I game. No mouse, no monitor.
We hold a con once a year. Get teams.
Who's gonna win? Yeah.
It's just
oh no, you don't. You don't reconfigure. The only thing you'd be able to do is throw a grenade in melee. You couldn't shoot. You couldn't turn.
You can move. I mean, you can.
You could look up or down. You can move.
Yeah.
Yeah. WASD, but yeah.
That'd be good the job. Dumbest thing. I'd love to watch the highlight reel.
Like a battle royale. No. No Momo.
No mouse, no monitor.
We can do that in the game. We get a bunch of community members in, but we spectate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Thick can shoutcast it.
Yeah.
I was like when we were recording the other day, Simon, Thick, and I, and that came up at the end, like, I laughed so hard for the next 15 minutes picturing that stupid-ass server, like that game.
Running into each other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're right next to him. Yeah, you don't know. But you could have your headphones on. So, the audio cues could make it a little bit different. Yeah. So you know someone's
so you could
somewhere
at least kind
by
of
you.
Try to strafe your way towards them and melee them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What's the best game for that?
I don't know.
Yeah, it'd have to be a battle royale.
A battle royale in a very small
battle
setting.
Battle royale?
Or
not like a
or
close
like
quarter?
A normal small Call of Duty map.
But like, but it would have to be like permakill, like who? Yeah.
Yeah,
would have
yeah,
to you're dead
permakill.
Once.
Yeah,
you might. But the last two people might be running into a wall, punching it, and that's it. They're stuck. Yeah.
Let's face it. We know the majority of, if not everyone's going to die because of the gas ring. They're going to be on it, right?
But you would actually have one winner, though, the last person to die,
that's
right?
That's true. Yeah, at least you'd have a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the real goal, then. The goal is to not get gassed.
The problem is that, there's not a game out there, I think, right now, where you can spectate and make a custom match, you know?
But like a Battlefield close quarters you could do.
But you can respawn in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you shoutcast it. So the spectator's going
to
see everything.
Yeah, it would still be fun to watch. Yeah, you don't need a final. Like, someone might win with one kill.
And you'd want the players to be close enough where they would actually come close to each other.
Have some interaction. Yeah. Warzone could go.
Oh, yeah, no, it's way too big of a map.
Without anyone by each other at all.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun. We should do it.
If you could do Warzone, but just do, like, the end map, just the circle.
End circle.
That amount of players, like, that would work.
Yeah. Like, it's too bad you can't just have your own private, like, hey, we're going to do,
custom servers and things like that. I miss that in games. Like, it's custom servers. I'm set my own rules.
Yeah.
You can do custom matches in the regular multiplayer. So if there was, like a close quarters, you can do custom game matches there. But I don't know if you can spectate.
Well, we know we can in Battlefield, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really, really dumb.
Yes,
be nice to do it in a relevant game, though, sadly.
Like Minecraft.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Well, we're on about an hour right now. What do you guys think?
I think I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for tuning in to Farm Talk, everybody.
Wow.
Yeah. And don't forget to resubscribe.
Yep. Any closing Farm Talk?
keep your chits up and don't throw away your lettuce nubs. Yep.
And a traditional Vietnamese out.